The GTM Death Spiral. More dashboards, less visibility. G2M Insights. The following narration was generated using AI. This article is part of the Trusted AI for Business Leaders series. In this series, we explore why traditional analytics and generic AI tools are failing executives, and what it takes to build AI systems leaders can actually trust for high-stakes decisions. Each post builds toward a practical framework for turning noisy data into decision-ready intelligence. How data abundance became the enemy of clarity. Every GTM team has lived some version of this story. A performance dip hits, pipeline softens, conversion slip, CAC creeps up, churn spikes, and suddenly the next 48 hours become a frantic scramble. Pull every dashboard, export CSVs into spreadsheets, ask analysts for one more cut. Cross-reference marketing, sales, finance, and product metrics. Try to reconcile three versions of the truth. Build a narrative that hopefully holds up in the next leadership call. By the end, everyone is exhausted, and no one is confident in the explanation. This is the GTM death spiral, a cycle driven not by lack of data, but by too much of the wrong kind, presented in ways that obscure the truth instead of revealing it. It's the defining problem of modern go-to-market operations. And AI, ironically, has made it worse. The death spiral begins. The more you add, the less you see. For years, teams believed visibility problems were caused by not having enough data. So they added more. More dashboards, more scorecards, more KPIs, more reports, more systems, more AI-generated summaries. But instead of clarity, GTM organizations got fragmentation. Every system has its own view. Salesforce tells one story, HubSpot tells another. Finance reports a different pipeline than sales. Product usage dashboards don't match revenue dashboards. Marketing attribution tools point to conflicting channels, and every new dashboard adds another interpretation, another version of truth that doesn't line up. What started as an attempt to get visibility becomes a maze. The hidden tax: when dashboards multiply, trust erodes. Executives don't lose confidence because the metrics moved. They lose confidence because the explanations don't match. When teams bring conflicting narratives to the table, meetings devolve into data validation, not decision-making. Leaders argue over definitions instead of strategy. Analysts spend days reconciling fields that should never have diverged. Slack fills with quick questions that are anything but quick. The real cause of the performance shift remains buried. This is the emotional core of dashboard fatigue. The moment multiple sources disagree, every source becomes suspect. It's not just inefficient, it's destabilizing. No executive can steer the business when the instruments disagree. Enter AI, more speed. Same confusion, now delivered faster. AI was supposed to fix the visibility problem. Instead, most AI systems amplified the chaos. Today's generic copilots and assistants pull data from inconsistent sources, summarize dashboards that don't align, generate insights without understanding the business model, propose actions based on correlations, not causality, present polished narratives that sound right but aren't grounded, so you get more insight-like objects, but no increase in understanding. AI didn't break the dashboard paradigm, it accelerated it. If dashboards gave leaders 10 conflicting stories, AI now gives them 100. This isn't clarity, it's noise at enterprise scale. The real problem: GTM doesn't need more views, it needs one truth. Dashboards fail not because they're poorly designed. They fail because data definitions drift. Metrics mean different things to different teams. Business logic is not encoded consistently. Systems were never unified at the semantic level. Causal relationships are not represented. Insights depend on interpretation, not computation. And when every dashboard is built on a slightly different interpretation, the output can never converge. You can't solve interpretive mismatch with more visualization. You solve it with trusted, unified semantics and causal reasoning, the foundation of trusted AI. The death spiral ends when everyone trusts the same answer. Breaking the spiral isn't about consolidating dashboards. It's about eliminating the root confusion, unifying the data, standardizing the definitions, encoding the business model, applying causal logic, delivering explanations, not charts. This is where trusted AI diverges from everything in the market. Instead of adding smarter dashboards, it replaces the entire visual guessing game with instant causal decomposition, rate, volume, mix. One explanation everyone trusts: AI grounded in the actual GTM model. Insights that survive the boardroom, narratives backed by transparent reasoning. With Trusta and Clarity, teams stop debating, leaders stop guessing, analysts stop firefighting, decisions speed up, strategy stabilizes. This is what executives have been trying to get from dashboards for a decade and never will. GTM leaders love this shift. Because instead of starting with, which dashboard is right? Why doesn't this metric match the other system? What story do we tell the board? They finally begin meetings with, we know exactly what happened. Here's what to do next. It feels like exhaling for the first time in years. If you're trapped in the GTM death spiral, you're not alone and you're not stuck. The organizations breaking out aren't using more dashboards. They aren't using flashier AI. They aren't reorganizing or hiring armies of analysts. They're replacing noise with trusted causal decision-ready clarity. And once GTM leaders experience that, they never go back. How can we help? Feel free to check our trusted AI guide or book a discovery call with our team.